Welcome to Validated by God, a podcast created for young church girls who just want to learn practical tips on how to build their faith, increase their family relationships, and to learn more about holiness and how it pertains to modesty. My name is Danielle Avery, and join me as I provide practical steps on how I increase my faith and learn how to be validated by God. Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode of Validated by God. My name is Danielle Avery, and welcome back to each and every one of you to come back every week and listen to the new people. Hey y'all. So let me tell you, right? I was riding in my car, and just lately I've been asking God, like, Lord, I want anything that's not of you to just get out of me, right? Even the little small things that I unknowingly do, I want them gone. And sometimes it can seem like it's a pain in the butt, right? Sometimes we go on this journey where we're just demonizing everything, right? And I didn't want to go on that journey. I wanted to make sure that whatever I was getting rid of needed to get rid of, right? Some things we do unknowingly and it's a sin. And we, you know, call it sin of omission. Some things we do that are knowingly, but those things that, you know, I do on a daily basis that I'm not aware of, I was just like, Lord, just show me it. 'Cause I want to get rid of it. Right. And that's just the journey I've been on lately in my, personal walk with God. So just to encourage you, you know, if you are going through anything, if you are trying to get closer to God, but you feel like there's more required of you, I think that's a good prayer to go with, because there's a lot of things that we have in us that are just messy. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're messy, you know, gossiping about somebody, but we can be messy in the things that we're still holding on to that could hinder us from loving somebody else wholeheartedly, whether it's a friend, whether it's an enemy, whether it's a man or a woman that we're dating. It's hard for us to fully give ourselves to somebody. And it doesn't have to be a relationship like intimate relationship with a lover, right? It doesn't have to be that. It could be any relationship in our life. Maybe we can't give ourselves to our parents because of something that happened in the past, or maybe something that is stopping us from connecting is, you know, shame or whatever. So there's something blocking us in certain areas of our lives. So it's good to just ask God, Lord, show me, right? So I've been asking God that, and I was thinking as I was driving to pick up my daughter last week, I was thinking, I need to stop being in competition with people. Now, I'm pretty confident. I'm not 100% confident. I'm not able to teach on confidence, but I would think I would be pretty confident in my abilities, in my business, in just life, right? I know I'm a pretty woman, like stuff like that, right? But when it comes to competition, I get really competitive, and I feel like it's more so competitive in my mind than it is outwardly. Like in my mind, I might say, oh, I gotta beat her, or oh, I gotta beat him, or oh, I gotta make sure I provide more, or I got to make sure that I do more. Like it's always a I have to be more, I have to do more type of feeling. So just to give you a little background, lately I asked two of my friends, two sisters in Christ, if they can be my accountability partner. They both are on assignment to keep me accountable to study the Word of God more. And if you are trying to study the Word of God, DM me on Instagram at I am Danielle Avery so we can keep each other accountable. So I've been trying to get deeper into my word because God is calling me deeper. God is calling me higher. No more eating baby food, toddler food, whatever. Come on up and eat some real meat, right? I got healed from some things. It's time to come up and do more work, right? So I'm just going through a whole process right now, and I just need my friends, my sisters in Christ to keep me accountable. People that I know will be honest, brutally honest with me on spiritual things to keep me accountable. So I asked them, you know, keep me accountable with studying the word. This is how God is calling me to study. I need to give time to him. And then also with eating better, because I do have high cholesterol, and working out, exercising. You know, I have a modest clothing boutique, Shop with 1L. And sometimes when I look at myself as I try on the clothes that I source, it's like, oh man, I need a girdle, or I'm tired of this muffin top hanging over, or I'm tired of saying that I'm wearing extra large. Like, I want to actually lose some weight, and not just necessarily for me posting pictures on Instagram, but for my own health as well. Sometimes I can lay in the bed and just be having like chest pain, not like a sharp pain, but it's just like a heaviness, right? So I started moving. This week I did Zumba. Well, last week, I'm sorry, I did Zumba on Monday, and I plan on doing Zumba every Monday and every other Monday and Wednesday. And I had so much fun. But y'all, I am a black girl with two left feet. Like, I got church rhythm. I can clap, but you know, when it comes to worldly rhythm, I can, don't judge me, but I can twerk a little bit. But when it comes to, you know, moving both feet at the same time, if it ain't a line dance, don't ask me to do it. So me going out to the club, that was never an issue. Me going to dance with my husband, that's never going to be something that, you know, we do. Unless it's like, you know, a line dance at a wedding or something like that. But I just can't get it together. Like, I don't know. Whatever. Maybe it's confidence in that. But I got two left feet, y'all. Anyway. So I went to Zumba and it was fun. I enjoyed myself. I really did. And one of my accountability partners is the one who invited me to this session. So as we were talking during the week last week, I had, you know, asked her to hold me accountable for like the things I was eating. I do have a catering company. I'm a Joy to Serve Catering on Instagram. And a lot of the dishes that I post are dishes that I make for my family because I'm practicing plating. I'm practicing new techniques. So I create a lot of dishes. And of course, we're not going to just buy the food just so we can cook it and post a pretty picture and throw it away. No, we're going to eat. So, you know, some of their food, it is unhealthy, but I'm grateful to God that my business is picking up. So a lot of things that I'm cooking now, either I'm cooking for someone else or, you know, I'm not always cooking for my family every day, those type of meals, but I have content to post, right? So anyway, I digress. Anyway, I told my friend to help keep me accountable for weight loss and for, reading my word, studying my word, getting into it, right? Not just surface level or feeling like I have to read just to read. So anyway, getting to the point, she shared with me her fitness app. Like, you know, on iPhone, you can share your fitness goals. You can share, like, you know, workouts. If you close your rings or whatever, you can share that with other people. Yes, it's an accountability tactic. It's a very cool tool to have, but I found myself reviewing what the ones that I am sharing my data with, I found myself in competition with those numbers. So I was looking at it and saying, oh, she did this, I gotta get some more steps in. And instead of it motivating me in a healthy way, I realized it was competition. It was an unhealthy way of competition. So I wanted just to bring out something that I was struggling with during the week. And that was, you know, I can't be so focused on beating somebody. If I want to be we have to be focused on beating the people that we were the day before, the hour before, the people we are in the past. We can't get so caught up into, oh, I'm gonna beat you because I'm better than you. And that's not, I didn't think I was better than her, but just me being so stuck on trying to beat her based off of a number, based off of, oh, let me win. I want to win. I just want to win. No, I'm not going to enjoy it that way. But I gotta strive to be the best Danielle I can be. Not the Danielle from 5 years ago. Not the Danielle from 10 years ago. Danielle now is different. So I'm glad God showed me that in that moment last week, so I can start thinking differently about myself, thinking better about myself, having more confidence in my own abilities. And I was thinking, I know I was talking about from an exercise perspective, but I was thinking, you know, I started to jump rope last week and I was so winded after about 30 to 60 jumps. Like I did 30, I rested a little bit, like maybe about 10 seconds, not 10 seconds. It was a little longer than 10 seconds, maybe like a minute. And then I did 30 more and I was like, I'm going back in the house. And then I said, no, the next day I'm gonna try to do more than 60. So instead of me trying to be better than my accountability partner, I was trying to be better than my previous record. And I've been writing down, you know, when I've jumped, how many jumps I did and the day I did it, so I can see the growth for me. And I think that's a realization we all have to come to, right? It's not about other people, especially with this walk in Christ. It's not about what they do. It's what we do. Because we have to answer for ourselves. We have to answer for what we did with our bodies, with our lives, with our purpose. I can't account for what you did in, you know, 2 years ago. I can't account for what my husband does. I can't account for what my children do when they grow up. Well, I have a daughter. I only got one child right now. I can't account for what she does when she's an adult. I can only account for what I taught her as she was a child under my leadership, under my roof, right? Because there's a mandate on my life for me to train her up in the way that she should go. But when we start to compare ourselves, we do it a lot as women, when we compare ourselves to other moms, when we compare ourselves to other business owners, when we compare ourselves to other women, it minimizes in our mind who God has called us to be. We stop believing the power that God has put into us. We start to feel insecure. We start to close up instead of opening up and being available to be used by God in any moment. Last week, I told you about, you know, learning to give somebody grace because, you know, I thought they was being shady. I had said that I don't have a role model. I don't idolize anybody. And I think that is a beautiful thing, because when we get into the point where we want to idolize people, we have to be the best like them. We're competing with the standard that they set. But the thing about it is, if they can set a standard, why can't I set a standard? Why can't we set a standard? You can set a standard too. Somebody is looking for your voice. Somebody is needing you to speak out the way you speak out. And it might not be the people that you surround yourself with. So I don't even know what the title of this is going to be when it's launched or the day you listen to it. But I definitely want you to just realize you're not in competition with anyone but the person you were in the past. You have to make sure you're doing something better. And it don't even have to be, like I said, it could be 2 hours from now. I just competed with my goal to want to increase my jumps for jumping rope. I did 60 the day before, and then the next day I did 80. So that's 20 more. I gave myself a little pat on the back, and I'm going to try for 100. And then, you know, 150. Small steps to get active. Small steps to be a better me. Small steps in the right direction. I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to settle. Oh, I did 30 jumps today. I can only do 30 tomorrow. No, there's going to be some progression here. And it's not in comparison to my friends. It's not in comparison to the celebrities on TV. It's not in comparison to the Instagram influencers on Instagram. It's not in comparison to nobody else. But I have to be the best Danielle I can be. The best Danielle who God is calling higher. You know, reading the verse of the day was fine at one time. Now I need to read and actually study. Maybe if I go from one scripture, I need to read the footnotes so I can go to the next scripture. Maybe I invest in the Strong's Concordance. You see the progression? The progression in the studying. Not to be like another woman of God, but to be the woman of God God called me to be. I want to read a scripture because it's reminded me of the situation. It's Galatians 5 verse 26, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation, and it says, "So may we never be arrogant or look down on another, for each of us is an original. We must forsake all jealousy that diminishes the value of others." We must forsake all jealousy that diminishes the value of others. We can't have these spirits within us. So once you realize it, you can repent. I can repent for it. And move on into the confidence of God, that God confidence that we need. We all have a purpose. We all have something to live out. And God wants to use us individually the way we are. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to live out our purpose. If we both have a hospitality gifting, your gifting might not operate the way my gifting does. You might not be a caterer. You might be an usher. Or you might say the welcome address at your church. You just never know how God wants to fully use you. But trying to be like somebody else and trying to compete with somebody else is a distraction. So I hope something was said in this episode. It's short and sweet, that really get you thinking, what am I competing with somebody over? What can I do better within myself? And ask God, Lord, show me. What am I doing that I don't recognize is drawing me away from you? Is drawing me away from others? What could I do better? And He will reveal it to you. So if anything was said in this episode, please share it with somebody. Share it with your friends, your followers. Screenshot this episode and post it in your stories. Let somebody know about Validated by God. Because if you found it helpful, I know somebody else will. If you would also like to support the the podcast, you can go over to shotwithmonel.com and purchase something on my website. I came out with a new dress last Friday, so you can go. It's our baby doll summer dress. It's in the color blush. So head on over to shotwithmonel.com and pick up one. It comes in sizes small to 3XL, and it's so cute, y'all. So I will see you all on the next episode. Bye.